Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel, which again comes from the first chapter of Mark, verses 40 to 45. And this is also the week, of course, with Ash Wednesday on it, the beginning of Lent. And this word Lent means, one of the meanings is it's an old English word, like referring to spring, and lengthening would be part of that old word. So that I pray that your faith will lengthen and grow and sprout and bloom this coming season. So this word we have today is very appropriate for this kind of theme as we enter into Lent. It's for the sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time, and it begins, a leper came to Jesus and pleaded on his knees. So leprosy would include things like eczema and other skin diseases. It actually also includes like rot in houses, you know, the efflorescence, as the architects call it. So a very broad term, but it also includes, of course, the disease that we would call leprosy. And the strict rules are all in the book of Leviticus, around chapter 35. So this leper, this person who was keeping the rules according to Leviticus and staying away, he came to Jesus and pleaded on his knees. "If you want to," he said, "you can cure me." So Jesus, feeling sorry for him, or some translations have it, moved with compassion. And this is a very important expression in Mark's Gospel and in all the Gospels, all the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke, all have Jesus moved with compassion, feeling sorry for him, or moved with compassion for the crowds. Different references to Jesus moved with compassion. And this is part of the evangelist describing the humanity of Christ. He was in one mood and then this happened, and he's moved then into another mood, feeling sorry for him. So Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. Huge, big transgression here for a Jewish person to do this. According to, again, to the laws of Leviticus, you weren't allowed to touch a leper because you then were contaminated. Not only that, but you were ritually unclean, just as the leper was unclean. You were contaminated by this touch. And we can think of today's pandemic and how careful people are about touch and handshakes and so forth. And Jesus says, "Of course I want to be cured." And the leprosy left him at once, and he was cured. Now, here's a fingerprint of Mark here. Jesus immediately sent him away. So Mark, as usual, everything happens immediately and right away and in a hurry and so forth. So he sent him away. And the original Greek word is a much stronger word. It's almost like expelling, chased throughout, you know, throughout. Jesus was thrown into the desert by the Spirit. So it's a very, very powerful word that sent him away is a mild kind of translation of that. And sternly ordered him. Again, that might seem like a strong statement, but in the original Greek, it's much, much stronger. And the word snort comes close to the meaning of the original Greek. Ordered him. "Mind you, say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest." Now, this is part of the law of Leviticus, that if a leper had a healing from whatever source, He had to follow these various steps. He had to show himself to the priests who were in Jerusalem, the Levitical priests. They all were sons of Aaron, or part of the family of that family in of one of the 12 tribes. So there was a tribe of priests, and their job was to look after the temple and the various goings on at the temple. So this leper then, or any leper, if they experienced the healing, had to go up to Jerusalem to the temple, the one and only temple, and show themselves to a priest and make the offering for their healing as evidence of their recovery. So this is like a witness to the fact that they are now again part of the worshipping community. They make this offering as evidence of their healing. People would know then that they were healed. So a very interesting wee thing here, that the temple was the place where God came and met his people, where God and people were united in the temple through the worship, through the divine presence that was in the Holy of Holies. God was with his people, and the people who went to the temple were united with God, and the people who owned the temple, who had the temple as in their capital city, they were the people of God because he was close to them. But Jesus is the new way for people to be close to God. He's the new union of humanity, people, and God. So here's Jesus, the new union of God and people, giving this healing. So the man went away. He did what, at least he went away, but then started talking about it freely and telling the story everywhere. So he didn't go to the temple. He didn't go to the priests. He didn't make the offering. But he told everybody the story. And there's a wee interesting word in there, story. Again, the Greek gives us a word, and it's like the story of the good news, the gospel. The word is kerygma. We all know that that's the original testimony of the Paul and the original proclaimers of the kingdom after the death and resurrection of Jesus, this kerygma, this story. So already this wee man is an evangelizer, talking about the power of Jesus to heal. And there's a huge amount in that too, if you think about it, that if you experience a change in your life, a radical change, where you've been dismissed or you're abandoned by your family or you feel an outsider, and suddenly you feel this inclusion in God's love, and suddenly you feel this healing, a new life, a new beginning, born again. And then you tell people about this, you're evangelizing. And especially if you've overcome some awful sin and God's grace has helped you to move out of it and move away from it, and your life has totally changed, that makes you a very, very powerful evangelizer. And for you to catch hold of that in yourself and recognize how Christ has saved you can help you to be an evangelizer, help you to have your story to tell, just as the leper had. So this finishes off as Jesus could no longer go openly into any town, but had to stay outside in places where nobody lived. Even so, people from all around would come to him. And this happens an awful lot in Mark. It's another wee sort of fingerprint of Mark in this gospel, how Jesus had to hide away, but the people then would find him in his hideaway and would seek and find him, and he wouldn't be as hidden as he had hoped. So it's a very interesting wee section of Mark's gospel, and particularly here, as I said, with Ash Wednesday coming up, that longing, of course I want to, that longing of God to reach out and touch us. It's not that we are finding him. He's longing to find us if we can let ourselves be found. So some pointers then for sharing discussion. Jesus' compassion for people suffering was an outstanding characteristic of his ministry. We see the healing power of God at work through him. Recall times when the compassion of others has had a healing effect on you. Remember also when your compassion towards someone in trouble brought them hope, healing, or strength. Another one. If you choose, you can make me clean. Our choice is a key factor on how we affect others. We cannot choose to have no impact on people in our lives. Even a choice to do nothing has an effect. When have you been particularly aware of the importance of your choice to be a positive influence on another? And finally, the joy of the leper on being healed was such that he could not keep the good news to himself. Bring to mind occasions when you were so filled with good news, that time when you won the lottery, that you couldn't keep it to yourself. So God bless your discussion. God bless your time together. God bless your faith.